What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. I wrote a book. You can check it out at the bottom of this YouTube video. Now let's get down to business. My name's Ken. I've been trucking for 10 years. And if you want to get some good information, hold on with me. But I was checking out this news article today, and this is just hilarious. They're talking about, where is this? Where's the article? Hold on. Let me get the article up. This is what I get sent. This is Salt Lake Tribune. Basically, in Salt Lake, they're changing, well, not in Salt Lake, but in Utah, they're changing one of the, on the I-70 has been raised. Hold on. Recent years, Utah has increased its speed limits to 80 miles per hour on interstate freeways in most rural areas. The speed limit on I-70 was raised last spring. Reported Friday. Similar results have been seen statewide on other 80 mile per hour zones. Yep, so they're raising the speed limit to 80 miles an hour. Now, what does this have to do with us truckers? Let's get down to business. Well, we got a law coming up that they want to put limiters on us. You want us to drive through Utah while cars are driving around us at 80 miles an hour. That shit's going to be safe, ain't it? That's going to be wonderful and safe. We just going to be cruising. Yeah, I am at my 55. What are they talking about? Take a 65, right? We're already at 65, really, in most trucks, right? But, you know, they'll have the ability to upper and lower us, right? So, they'll have the ability to go up and down, but basically once they put the chain on us. Now, I'm going to drive in Utah. I'm going to be on one of those rural two-lane highways, and they can go 80, which means everybody's going to take that up to 92 or 99, right? And, yes, there are places that don't have speed limits, but bottom line is, if you can go 80 and I'm a truck and I'm stuck at 60, that's going to be a problem, all right? And some people, they might want to have us do 55, you know? That it would be a problem. I don't know. Out West is fast. It's just fast. And I don't understand why it's a problem. If you're going to let the cars go fast, you got to let the truckers go fast. Or you at least got to not all have us locked at the same speed. Could you imagine? Think about it. Out West, probably already, you have a long line of trucks stuck at 65, right? Or 55, or 62, some of them, or 60. And then at the same time, you got people weaving out of in between those trucks, well, going super fast, right? At, you know, 80 miles an hour. That's just not safe. There's no way that's safe. I just don't understand it. And there are companies governed at 60, 62. And that's stupid. You know, it's stupid. You can't keep saying this person can do 100, and on the same highway we're gonna have this 100,000-pound vehicle doing 55 miles an hour or 60 miles an hour. And the speed limit and shit is just not going to work. It's another thing where there was no consideration in the article at all about road rage. This is none. They didn't even talk about it. Nobody even talks about it. And of course, they didn't mention trucks in that. Of course not, but of course, everybody who drives on that highway and they're driving a car, you know what they're going to be bitching about? Those slow-ass trucks. You think they're going to know we got speed limiters? Nope. You think they're going to know I'm governed? No. They think that truck can go 100 miles an hour. All I got to do is put my foot down. Right. Who's going to really be the person who loses out, guys? Who's going to be the people that have the accidents and they can't figure out why? Right, then we'll see those, safety corridors. You know what a safety corridor is? Right, it's a safety corridor when there's been a lot of accidents. They're not sure why, but make it a safety corridor. Right, a.k.a. y'all ain't looking at the problem. We're too lazy to do so, so everybody slow down. Right, I think you should keep the miles. I think the mile, first of all, 80 is kind of high because everybody's going to do at least 5 to 10 miles above whatever the speed limit is, right? So if it's 80, then you're going to do 90, right? It's, again, another one of those things where theoretically it should do this, but it's just not how real life works, you know. Anyway, I just thought that was hilarious. Just talked about that real quick, and I'll talk to you guys later. But that, why would you do that? And then they want to put limiters on us. Mm-mm-mm. I hope you all know you're number one. If you get that joke, you're number one. Everybody on I-70, I guarantee you, you've been told. If you're in Utah, you've been told you're number one, trucker.